Can I ask a question? So if I'm fully presently pissed off, so what you're saying, embrace my piss off.
Yeah, but the only way you're going to compassionately and lovingly embrace pissed off is if you let go of the story of why you're feeling the emotion. Well, so let me give you some help with that. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Think of something that pisses you off.
Yeah, I'm not
ready. Okay. Damn, that was quick.
All right. Really get. You think of your. I'm asking you to think of your story right now because emotion will follow thought. So think of your best pissed off story. I mean, work it hard. I want to feel some heat in here.
So if you got two best, ten great, you just pick the number one.
You can lump them. How pissed off can you get? We're going to see the steam coming off of you. All right. Think of them all. Whatever it is, go for it. Get as pissed off as you can. I want everybody over a 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
I won't leave you there, I promise, trust me.
Stay all night.
Crank it up, my friends.
I am really unhot. Is it just me? It's
a cranking.
Anger has a lot of heat to it.
Yeah. Got a question.
Yeah.
How can getting pissed off make you laugh?
Well, you're jumping ahead. Hold on.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. If you're not in story, and, you know, you're going to have a different experience of this, but just try to focus and get as pissed off as you can. Come on, we all got something that we feel is very unfair on the planet. Think of the planet. Think of animals, kids. Everybody got some kind of resonance? All right, so now you got to work with me very carefully. Listen to what I'm telling you, all right? Okay, drop your story and literally focus in a way that you could use words even to describe what's the physical sensation in the body. And you can shout them out if you want, or you can have a personal experience.
Repulsion.
Say again?
Repulse.
You feel repulsion? What does repulsion feel like, and where is it in your body?
It's from my mouth all the way down to my stomach, to hold this whole part of my body.
Great job. Okay, stay with the repulsion for a minute. Everybody else got one first emotion? I'm going to take you through a process that's really cool. Okay, everybody's got one first emotion? Okay, it doesn't have to be repulsion. Yours could be something else. Playfully imagine that you're going to follow my directions. No story. So you're having an experience of a negative emotion. In your body, no story, because you keep listening to me, I'm telling you, only feel it. Does it have a texture, a color, a size in you? Playfully imagine that you could surrender into that emotion and fall through it and see what's beneath it. Now check your body, what's coming up?
Incest. Invisibility.
Yeah. Invisibility?
Grief, sadness.
Grief and sadness. Okay, so now don't go into story.
Okay.
Don't go into story. Stay with your body. What does that feel like? What does it really genuinely feel like? Physical. Physical sensations, no story. Just, wow, I'm checking what my body does with emotion. That's all I'm doing in this group. And again, imagine, could you surrender into that particular emotion and see what's underneath it? Just really allow yourself to fall completely into that emotion with no story is the trick, and then see what other emotion is beneath that. Then stay with that. So that's an emotion of blankness or stuckness or nothing. Stay with that and see, well, what does that feel like? If I was going to name this as blank, what does that feel like? And now when you've got this emotion, Pretend with me again, you're staying out of story here, completely out of story. What if you could surrender into that blankness, into that emotion, and see what's underneath that? Have the full body experience, but no story. We're not working with story, we're working with emotion. And surrender to that emotion and see if there's a different emotion underneath it. And Rashid, you can just keep going into that more and more. Yeah. And Aziz, what emotion do you have going now?
Just that same, like I want to vomit.
Okay. Well, that's different.
Well, that is different from vomiting.
Okay. So,
now I want to vomit. So
what's the emotion behind the nausea or the impulse to vomit? What's the emotion? Is there a name or a sensation to it you could really feel?
I just keep seeing my father's face.
Okay, that's... Okay, so
story, right?
That story.
Okay.
So let me hold that story for you.
Okay.
I've got that story, and I promised to address it. So now go back to just the emotion. And you're in a very safe place. I'm not going to leave you here. So really ask, if I'm just exploring emotion and my physical experience of emotion, could I surrender fully into this and go down one more level and see what's there?
Terror.
Yeah, fear.
Good. Very good. How does that feel in your body? How much of an experience of terror can you have right now physically? No story, just you're exploring emotion. Really, really feel it. Because how often do you do this? Totally safe. Feel the emotion and see if you can drop through it to see what's underneath it. You're giving these emotions permission for you to look at them, feel them, explore them, but not stay with a story. Imagine that you're just sinking into that emotion and seeing what's underneath it. Impatience or exhaustion. You know, name it as an emotion and no story. Give all your attention to just the emotions for a moment. And really, really be with it. Feel it. And then see if you can sink into it and through it to whatever's underneath it. Okay, stay with emptiness. Okay, so emptiness is a feeling place. Stay with it and see if you can surrender into the emptiness. The trick is you've got to stay out of story. You're just allowing your body to really feel emotion with no story, out of curiosity.
I'm very challenged to feel fear without the story of the thing I fear.
And so, you know, keep reassuring yourself. This is just an exercise. This is something new I want to explore with my emotional body. I want to really give the emotion some space without feeding it story. So if it's really hard for you, when you stop the story, you might be popping through to a different emotion. And you will find this to be true. You can't hold repulsion or terror or fear or impatience for very long without story. You can't. 30, 45 seconds tops and your body's done with it. So wherever you're at, see if you can really go through that and be curious what's beneath that. You could have stuckness, you could have emptiness, you could have doubt.
Could you have ego?
Ego's not so much an emotion, you would probably be having resistance. Ego would sound like, well, this is stupid. This is boring. I'm not going to do this. That would be ego, but that would be resistance, would be the emotion. So if you do feel impatient or you feel judgmental or you feel like it's ridiculous, drop into that. Fully fit. Where do you feel that in your body? This is about the body and emotion, not the mind. You're only using your mind to hear my direction, to hear my guidance, to hear my connection to you, my honoring you in this experiment.
What if you feel something in your body but can't feel the emotion with it?
You mean a sensation?
Mm-hmm. Well, physical pain, but there's an emotion attached to it.
Well, then allow yourself to just feel the pain, the sensation of pain, and see if you can surrender into that and see what's beneath it. And again, if you're staying out of story, you're going to keep going through these in like really pretty quick, right? Keep going down to, and you can ask me anything as you go. And even if you hit bored, that's an emotion. Feel it fully, and then drop through that too.
Is convulsion an emotion?
Is say again?
Is convulsion an emotion?
Convulsion? Now that's a physical action. So sensations or emotion, and see if you can surrender into it. Now, you're simply curious. If I didn't resist this and I had no story, what would be beneath it? That's all you're doing.
Is humility an emotion?
Yeah, I would think so. So you're reaching that? So really be with it. Humility, what does that feel like to me? No story of what it means. And when you drop fully into that, which I think you've had experiences of previously, maybe. And you're asking, what's beneath humility? Is there something for me to feel beneath this? And yes, it's tricky to get out of the story, so you focus on the body sensation and you focus on the question, wow, if I were to surrender into this, what would I feel next? Where would I feel it? How would I describe that feeling? And if you feel stuck in one particular emotion, just bring your mind out of the story and say, I feel stuckness. And it feels like this in my body. And I perceive it here and there. And I wonder if I could surrender to that. And it's just a mental exercise to stay out of the story and allow the emotional body a full range. And the only question being, what's under all these layers of emotion? And if you were to allow yourself an experience of pure emotion without story, this is what it would be like. So, are most of you reaching a place that isn't as negative? I mean, from the faces I see, are you reaching more of an expanded space, maybe peaceful? Where did you go from blankness?
To annoyance.
Okay, then you re-explore annoyance and see if you can't fall back through that and ask what's beneath it. Okay, so it takes a lot of mental energy to not have story, right? But for those of you who kept going down, did you notice you hit something that was not unpleasant?
Yes.
And if you did, great. That's, John, I'm impressed because you have a very busy mind that likes to tell you what to do. So kudos to you. So, John, that's an amazing example. So pretend this with me for a minute. Do you see how when you didn't tell story, different emotions went through pretty quick? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Right? If you were to actually learn the skill of not having the story with the emotion and you went under all the layers, do you know where you'd end up? Did you get there? It's a very expanded state. You will have an experience of the truth of you, more of your source self. Okay? Now, if you had a story that wouldn't leave you alone, there would be work that you would want to follow up there.